You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm your host, Kay. And I'm so excited to spend this time with you. Let's kick off today's show with a fantastic track. Today, we're starting off with the song Cold Border Blues by Anton Burbeau. Drum sound in this song is very attractive. The synthesizer is added to this, which feels like modern city pop. Moreover, the voice and beat of autotune follow the music trend of the early 20s, making it an interesting song that can meet both the past and the present. Let's start with this song, Cold Border Blues.
Fly away, hollow, and I'll set up me still, and I'll make you a gallon for a 10 shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry. If the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country, 10 gallons of wash, and I'll go on spree. No lover, no fellow, and the world is all mine. I love them so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. A moonshine, a moonshine, oh how I love thee. You killed your poor father, and now you chide me. I'll bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine, for the bread smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. From home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry. If the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry. If the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram. Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the 3 T's. Trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm your host, Kay. We finished it off the Moonshiner by Klana Morna. It is a song that clearly contains the characteristics of an old folk song. You can feel the strong sound of harmonica and acoustic guitar. The rhythm of this song is very fascinating. So if I do something with this song, I get faster with the beat, slow down, and repeat it. For the next, I'd like to share one short interview with you. I had some interviews last Friday, and I asked people what their favorite Christmas carols are. Let me share the street interviews.
December 15th, and Christmas is really coming soon. So what is your favorite Christmas carol?
Michaela?
What are some of your favorites? Oh, that might inspire me.
My favorite song is Last Christmas.
That's a good one. I always listen to the Glee version.
Maybe like Joy to the World.
Oh.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes that song special to you?
I used to go to Sunday school and we would sing that to the old folks.
I'm Saskia.
Okay, I think one of my favorite Christmas carols is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And it's special because I always used to, or my grandparents always used to play it when we would go over to their house for Christmas.
That's cute. Oh, wait, I have another one. Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
I like that song.
It's so good. Or like Little Drummer Boy by Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber with all the Christmas songs.
That album rocks.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline. Ditto by New Jeans. It came out like when I was in first year, so, and like it was like during like the winter semester too, so it's like a lot of good memories. Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas carols?
Yeah, my name is Mike. I'm a SFU student.
Yeah, I'm Ray. I'm also a SFU student.
Actually, we don't have like any certain song that's favorite. Probably normal Christmas songs. Like, I don't know, because I never heard it.
Like Jingle Bell?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Like a very traditional one.
What makes that song special to you?
I think I heard this song when I was kids, and before Christmas, like the past Christmases. Like,
yeah. I think it is first image that when you see the Christmas song.
Yeah. Hello, I'm the international student, Liz. My favorite Christmas carol is Christmas Without You by Ava Max. It just slipped into my mind at that moment. One thing I knew, I can just walk around the street without any thought and any concerns in the meantime of listening to that song. Even I tend to try to translate the lyrics, kind of complicated habit, haha. But Christmas Without You was the exception, which helped me to be free from translating the other language during listening to the pop song. For sure, when I found myself that I'm obsessed with this song, I just wondering of the context and meaning of that song. So I listening to the song with lyrics so that it helped me a lot in terms of not only being my friends in the other country, but also learning English as well.
Welcome back. In fact, I'm one of the people who starts listening to Christmas carols in October, so I have a dream about them. But a third of people who I interviewed said they didn't really care about it. Some others pick songs that are good to listen to in the winter rather than certain carols in response to the interview questions. Actually, mine is Last Christmas by Ariana Grande. The reason why I like that song is it's easy to listen to it and sing a song. And also it has bunch of Christmas vibes. Anyway, Christmas is really coming soon. I hope you have happy holidays. Now, let's move on to the next part. I picked the next song, Can't Get It Out of My Head by Juliana Hatfield. I could feel the soul of the song after listening to it. I think that's because there are a lot of voice doubling in the melody of the song. In addition to this, the subtle chord performance of the synthesizer makes the feeling strong. On the contrary, the basic performance of the acoustic guitar plays a role of the bass sound so that the song is not too complicated. To make long story short, this song has good harmony, so let's hit play on it right away.
Now my whole world is gone. Bridge door.